2 days to the NDC's National Delegates Congress, the MP for Franklin's North, Emmanuel Abuaji Dede, has withdrawn from the court, the interlocutory injunction against the party's Congress. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Abuaji Dede said some party members have been advising him to reconsider his action, hence the withdrawal. According to him, he has the party at heart and immediately acted on their plea. Mr. Abuaji Dede also mentioned that party members should not misconstrue his action, as his primary motive was to seek the interpretation of the party's constitution. He spoke to Ritam Pabin Tete.
Today, the motion for the interlocutory injunction was supposed to be moved this morning. But since the last attendance, that was Monday appearance, various leaders in the party have been talking to me, my own regional executives, the whole caucus of Eastern Region, Council of Elders. They've all pleaded that we should withdraw the case and come and circulate hope, of which I know I love my party, and as such, I wouldn't like to create any room for our opponent to take advantage of. So I've decided to withdraw the case.
But why did you wait till now, today, that we were all expecting the court to give a decision on the injunction?
Yes.
Why today?
You know, in life, many things can serve as a lesson to mankind. Certain things, when it happens, if you don't try to apply the law, people take it for granted until they see the latitude or the effect of the dangers.
Were you trying to test the law?
I'm not trying to test the law. I was going to apply the law. But what I mean is this. In party, the most important thing is to maintain power. If you win power, you should maintain it. So anything you think your opponent can take advantage of, though you can be right, but you think of the common interest first. So it is for the interest of the whole party, yes.
But Honorable, have you not done a disservice to your party based on your initial decision to go to court?
No, at all. At all.
I ask that because during this court case and all that, many have talked about the fact that probably there are some crises in the NDC, which I believe the opposition will also pick on that.
That is why I decided to withdraw the case, because if it continues, people might not understand us. They might think or maybe misinterpret it in a different way. So you can delay destiny, but you can't stop it. That is my principle.
Did you also go to court because you thought your preferred candidate was not given the chance to carry on with his plans?
That is not the case. I was saying that it was unconstitutional. In our party constitution, Article 42 provides a clear provision. You call it collateral provision for qualification of party office holders. This is what I sought for. I sought for the interpretation of that constitution or that particular article. That is all. But I decided to withdraw. That's all.
We understand you threw your support behind Kofi Adams.
Yes.
How did that come about?
That is true. We have freedom of choice too. At the court, Kofi Adams appeared. And we belong to one people. And if I have decided not to go again, I have every right to know that, because I also have a vision, my objectives and a vision, which Kofi Adams also recognized that as a fact. Yes. The only thing is the work. We have to work. It's not just by the name, but we have to work together.
Are you not of the view that you will be seen as a detractor to the party?
No, whatever someone sees, that person is entitled to his opinion. That's all.
That was MP for Franklin's North, Emmanuel Abuaji Dede, talking to Rita Mpabin Tete.
Well, meanwhile, he says he supports Kofi Adams, who is vying for the national organizer of the NDC. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Kofi Adams welcomed the decision by the MP. Mr. Adams believes the decision is in the right direction since he wants to belong to the winning team. He spoke to Ritam Pabin Tete.
My campaign is going on well.
As in, everything is on course?
Yes.
We hear the MP has withdrawn the case. Has it come to your notice?
I was in court myself.
And he withdrew the case?
Yes.
And we also understand that he has thrown his support behind you. How do you receive that support?
Oh, he's welcoming. He was an aspirant seeking for change. And if he feels that, if he cannot be placed on the ballot, and he wants to select somebody from amongst the lot that is left, and he's thrown his weight behind me, that is very welcoming, and I congratulate him for such a bold step.
So then, do you think that he should have announced this decision before the court?
What happened was that they filed continued the case, so there was no case.
But then, how are preparations towards Congress come Saturday?
Everything is in order. The various committees are working. The various regional reps are in town to make sure that the issues of their accommodation is dealt with. And I must say, we should be able to pull through a very successful Congress.
And then with regards to security, how far have you gone?
Very far. Everything is well under control. All delegates and observers coming to Kumasi and Babayara Stadium for Congress will be well secured.